जय हिंद स्टूडेंट्स, आई वेलकम यू ऑल फॉर थर्ड मॉड्यूल ऑन चैप्टर नंबर 5 कॉम्प्लेक्स नंबर ऑफ क्लास 11th. इन फर्स्ट टू मॉड्यूल्स वी लर्नड डेफिनेशन, मॉडुलस, कॉन्जुगेट ऑफ कॉम्प्लेक्स नंबर्स, अलजेब्रा एंड पोलर रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ कॉम्प्लेक्स नंबर्स. नाउ इन मॉड्यूल 3 वी आर गोइंग टू लर्न वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट टॉपिक विच इज सो इंपॉर्टेंट दैट this is a part of math syllabus from class 9th to JEE advance, and this topic is nothing but quadratic equations. And you know, main objective of learning complex number is that to solve quadratic equations which has no real roots. So that importance is there for our new topic which we are going to discuss in module 3, and that is quadratic equation. And to know the importance, children, in the last part of this module I have taken directly question from, which is very first question from JEE Advanced 2020, and that question is based on quadratic equations. So let us start learning a quadratic equation. First of all, I will define the quadratic equation. A quadratic equation is a second order polynomial equation in a single variable x. In standard form, it is defined as, given as, ax square plus bx plus c is equal to 0, where a is not equal to 0. Now you know the quadratic formula. X is equal to minus b plus or minus root b square minus 4ac. This is a quadratic formula. Upon 2a is a quadratic formula where discriminant d is equal to b square minus 4ac. So based on the value of the discriminant, we can identify the types of roots a quadratic equation has. Like 2 equal and real roots, 2 unequal real roots, or it doesn't have any real roots. So when discriminant is greater than 0, then we studied that it has 2 real roots. Okay, so that is, if ax square plus bx plus c is equal to 0 with real coefficients a, b, c, and a is not equal to 0. Also, let us assume that the discriminant b square minus 4ac is less than 0. Now our main objective is to solve a quadratic equation, as I told you, which has no real roots, and that condition is only for discriminant less than 0. Okay, so for that what we will do, and we know that root of minus 9 can be written as 3 plus or minus 3i. Okay, so like that, we are going to solve quadratic equation having complex roots. So now we know that we can find the square root of negative real numbers in the set of complex numbers. Therefore, the solution to the above equations are available in the set of complex numbers, and which are given by x is equal to minus b plus or minus root of b square minus 4ac upon 2a. And if b square minus 4ac is less than 0, then we can write roots as, complex roots as, minus b plus or minus root 4ac minus b square I upon 2a. Okay, so we will change the order of b square minus 4ac as 4ac minus b square, and we will multiply that term discriminant by I. Okay, so at this point of time, some would be interested to know as to how many roots does an equation have. In this regard, the following theorem, known as the fundamental theorem of algebra, is stated below. So if you want to know the number of roots the polynomial equation has, and that is called as fundamental theorem of algebra, and it states that a polynomial equation has at least one root. Okay, and as a consequence of this theorem, the following result, which is of immense importance, is arrived at. A polynomial equation of degree n has n roots. So here we are studying a quadratic equation, that is polynomial equation with degree 2. Therefore, it has two solutions. Okay. So let us start with one very simple example. Example 1. The question is, solve root 5x square plus x plus root 5 is equal to 0. Very simple quadratic equation. In this quadratic equation, you will observe that a is equal to root 5, b is equal to 1 and c is equal to root 5. And if you find the discriminant b square minus 4ac, it gives minus 19. That is 1 minus 20 is equal to minus 19. So we got discriminant less than 0. Therefore, x is equal to minus 1 plus or minus root of minus 19 upon 2 root 5. But you know how to write root of minus 19? You can write it as root 19 into root minus 1. And that is nothing but I. So, the answer of this question is minus 1 plus or minus root 19 I upon 2 root 5. Okay, if you want, you can rationalize the denominator and you can further simplify the solution of quadratic equation. Let us discuss second question. Example 2. Solve x square plus x by root 2 plus 1 is equal to 0. Very simple example. So whenever we have a fraction or at the denominator, you can multiply by root 2 throughout the equation as root 2 is constant number. So we can multiply it by root 2. So we get root 2 x square plus x plus root 2 is equal to 0. This is a quadratic equation after rewriting the given equation. Here you will observe that a is equal to root 2, b is equal to 1 and c is equal to root 2. Therefore, discriminant D will become b square minus 4ac is equal to 1 square minus 4 root 2 into root 2, that is minus 7. Again, we got discriminant less than 0. So, directly using formula, x is equal to minus b plus or minus root b square minus 4ac divided by 2a, we get x is equal to minus 1 plus or minus root minus 1 minus 7 upon 2 root 2. And this is in the complex form as minus 1 plus or minus root 7i upon 2 root 2. Okay, so this is the answer of example 2. We got two quadratic solution of this equation in complex form. Okay, now as I told you, let us discuss a question from JEE Advanced 2020. So the picture I have given you and it clearly mentions that this question is from JEE Advanced 2020, very first question, and that is based on quadratic equation. So children, do not forget to learn quadratic equation in detail. So let us discuss this question. Question says that, question number 1, suppose A, B denotes the distinct real roots of a quadratic polynomial x square plus 20x minus 2020. And suppose C, D denotes the distinct complex roots of the quadratic polynomial x square minus 20 plus 2020. Then the value of one big expression is given. AC into A minus C plus AD into A minus D plus BC into B minus C plus BD into B minus D is. Options are A 0, B 8000, C 8080 and D 16000. Now, one big expression is given and they are asking the value of that expression. Okay, and this question is based on quadratic equation. They have given quadratic polynomial and the roots, real roots and imaginary roots. So let us see why the imaginary roots given. Okay, so solution here, A and B are real roots of x square plus 20x minus 2020. That is, therefore you will get A plus B is equal to minus 20 and A into B is equal to minus 2020. Using addition and product of the roots. Similarly, C and D are complex roots of x square minus 20x plus 2020. Therefore, C plus D is equal to 20 and CD is equal to 2020. Sum of the roots and product of the roots. Okay. Now, simplifying the given expression. So, the simplification I have given in the PDF. You can go through it. And final simplification I am telling you. It adds C plus D into A square plus B square minus A plus B into C square plus D square. So, I have converted the given expression as the sum of the roots and sum of the squares of the roots. So, which you have studied in class 10th. That means, we know that C plus D is equal to 20, CD is equal to 2020. This implies C square plus D square. This value we want. So, C square plus D square is equal to C plus D whole square minus 2CD. And we know C plus D, we know CD. By putting that in the identity, we get C square plus D square is equal to minus 3640. So, see, we got C square plus D square, we know C plus D. Now, we want A square plus B square. Similarly, A plus B as minus 20 and AB as minus 2020. This implies A square plus B square is equal to A plus B whole square minus 2AB. So, this answer is 4440. So, we got all the required values which we will put in the simplest equation, simplest form. Okay. And now putting these values, we get, now, in place of C plus D, it is 20. A square plus B square, it is 4440 minus A plus B is minus 20 into C square plus D square as minus 3640. By simplifying this, you can take 20 common in the bracket 4440 minus 3640. So, this subtraction is 800. So, multiplying 800 by 20, we get 16,000. Hence, the option D is correct. So, see children, our quadratic equation concept, quadratic polynomial, that concept is very, very important. Okay, not only for secondary or higher secondary, these questions are asked in JEE Advanced, and the quadratic equation is the part of syllabus of JEE Advanced also. And this year, very first question was based on quadratic equation. So children, I request all of you to concentrate on this quadratic equation topic, okay, in more detail. And enjoy solving the questions based on quadratic equation. With this children, again I have given you few questions for the practice, that please do it yourself. And again, if you want to download the reference book, for that the link is provided on the last page of PDF. Also, those who do not have textbook, they can download the complex number topic from the link given. So, with this, I wish you all the best, not only in class 11th, but in 12th and for your competitive exams also. And do complete all the worksheets given in the module. Okay, children, thank you very much and happy learning.